with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to TLB Talk Radio. Today is episode 19, and we're going to get a little Orwellian today, and I mean that both figuratively and what we're actually going to do, because the title of today's show is Orwell's 1984, The Elite's Handbook? So, yeah, that's going to be a bit of a topic. Today's show points out the authoritarian mechanisms being put in place for the total enslavement of humanity. And those who, even generations ago, not only considered these possibilities, but tried to awaken us to these coming realities. And yes, there were individuals out there. And hindsight, as everybody's heard many times, and you're about to hear it again, is 2020. We listen to what we call science fiction writers. We listen to what we call futurists. We listen to what they say, and we say, oh yeah, that's a great story. I really like it. I love science fiction. But when you fast forward 20, 40, 60 years, and all of a sudden you're living in that reality, then you realize that these people actually saw something, and they put two and two together in a fashion that most people can't, because most people don't take the time to look at details. But as usual, before we get started, I would like to once again say thank you to RBN, the platform, for the, well, just for the platform. I mean, what I say is not really something that would be welcomed on a whole hell of a lot of platforms today, simply because they're all afraid of the people we're going to be talking about today. Those who own the government, those who run their lives. And they feel that allowing someone like me to go on their platform and tell the truth puts them in a situation that's not comfortable for them. So it's not that they don't want to tell the truth, it's just that they're afraid to let someone on their platform tell the truth. So I'm not invited. But I've always had a home with RBN, including with the owner of RBN, who passed not too long ago, a good friend, John Stattmiller, who brought me on every week so that I had a chance to tell as many people as I could the truth. So RBN always has a special spot for me. But within RBN, I would like to say thank you to Sam, because as you all hear every week, without Sam, there isn't a show. Sam is the producer of this show, and he does a great job. When Roger screams a little bit too loud, he automatically adjusts the levels so that it doesn't blow your speakers up. When Roger whispers too low, he automatically adjusts the levels so that you can actually hear what Roger's saying. It's people like Sam that make me look better than maybe I actually am. But who knows? I would also like to say, as usual, thank you to Annie at Shake and Wake Radio, who takes this show every single Thursday and replays it on her network. And she also hosts my newest show, which my co-star is Stephen Roberts, and that's Eagle's Eye Report, and that's on every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Central. All of what I just mentioned is a very significant part of the weekly success of the Liberty Beacon Project, and I'm very happy to be working with these people, and I'm very pleased that they allow me to tell the truth. Again, as I always state before every show, the message I bring to you today is not entertainment. It's never intended to be. It's also not baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Most of what I deliver is either in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability, depending on our course of action or the course of action we're being dragged down. And that, again, is going to be a very significant part of this show. And Sam, I know you're listening, and I really don't think we're going to have time for questions again today or calls. If so, I will try to let you know at the half hour, but I do have a lot of information to put out. I'm going to do something I don't usually do today, but again, everybody here, please remember, I put this in an article every single Monday, tomorrow, by noon central. And that is, yeah, noon central. All you have to do is go to the Liberty Beacon anytime after 12 o'clock central time and put a comment or put a question, and it will get personal attention. My issue is that when I was asked how much time I wanted for a show, I said an hour. So I screwed myself over. Had I said 2 hours, I would have time for questions every single week. But with the amount of information I bring to each show, it is a rarity that I can do this. And I'm looking forward to the day I can do it again. Because the last time I had questions, we had five questions or five call-ins when I didn't expect any, because we really don't do call-ins. There's rarely time for it. But in order to have time to finish up everything that I've brought to the table today, I'm going to get past this hubba hubba, and I'm going to get into, or down to business, as I like to say. First off, rarely do I find an article that is so profoundly well put together, so inclusive on relative topics or relevant topics, so in tune with both my research and my beliefs, and so well presented that I wish to present it at or near its total form. What you're about to hear is a rare exception. A majority of what you're about to hear comes from a Dr. Joseph Mercola article. And it originated, obviously, on Mercola.com, which we have the ability to share at will. I will present this as a link, because, again, I don't stick quite to the script. I do have my opinions on certain things. I do add a little here, and I might not say everything that's in the article. So the article link will be in the article that's published tomorrow, which you can see at 12 noon Central Time. And I hope you, if you have any questions or any comments, I hope you do visit and leave them. All right. I have personally spent well over a decade telling all who would read or listen that an elitist caste was well on the way to enslaving humanity in a technocratic prison for which there would be no escape. Okay, a technocratic prison that would dictate all you are allowed to do, all you are allowed to see, or even what you understand. A technocratic prison built for far fewer than almost 8 billion people, and that this would be accomplished via advancing technology and vaccines. Yes, Roger just said that. Because right now, if you consider what's going on globally and what keeps coming out of the closet more and more every day is a massive damage being done to humanity via the COVID-19 jabs, because they're not vaccines. They never were a vaccine. They were never intended to save you from anything. They were intended to give you something. We've gone over that over and over again, and every time I do it, I get very little pushback, because I always offer you the proof that's needed to make those statements. So when I say a technocratic prison built for far fewer than almost 8 billion people, and that it would be accomplished via technology and vaccines, look around you today, people. Technology and vaccines. Look around you today. Let's continue. But there are those who had the extended ability of both foresight and imagination to envision this far before my rantings ever commenced. And this is where the message for today begins. So we're going to jump into what I've taken from Mercola's article. And a lot of this is verbatim. And it's something I don't usually do, but it is that important and it is that well put forward. It really is. So please listen up. GB News host Neil Oliver, asked on May 7th, 2022 in his monologue, "Is it just me, or does it feel like someone out there is using Orwell's work, not as a warning, but as an owner's manual?" He summarized a scene from George Orwell's book, Animal Farm, in which the farm animals discover that the pigs are taking all the apples and milk for themselves. When their selfish behavior is revealed, the pigs defend themselves by saying, "It has been scientifically proven that pigs alone require milk and apple for good health. There's nothing self-serving about their taking all the apples or the milk for themselves. Many of us don't even like apples." In other words, follow the science. Pouchy. How many times have we been told that lately, and how many times have we followed the science only to find out that it is propaganda? Where was it born? It was born within the government. All right, the science. This term, science, has been repeatedly thrown in our face and shoved down our throats over the past 2 years, while unfairly and irrationally separating the superiors from the plebes. Science has been used to strip us of medical rights and personal freedoms. And who says that? Constantly. Who throws that in your face? These are the people who are supposed to, in fact, represent science. Now science is touted as the justification for not eating real beef and getting used to eating insects or eating grubs and lab-grown protein alternatives instead of meat. Science is also being weaponized to cajole us into accepting rolling blackouts and energy deprivation. I told everybody out there the rising cost of gas prices is going to continue. The scarcity of fuel in America is going to continue, regardless of the fact that untapped reserves in America are so far beyond what you would believe. It's insane. We have the ability to be energy deficient, self-sufficient in a huge fashion, but you're not going to. Why? Because what they understand is that when we have all the gas we need at a price everybody can afford, then we can go anywhere we want, whenever we want. Part of controlling a society is keeping their movement to a minimum. This is exactly what you're looking at. The ability to get us back to affordable fuel is simply Joe Bob walking in, tearing up his executive order, and walking away. That's all it would take. It's never going to happen. Okay, 1984, a manual for totalitarianism. Yes, that's a fact. In Orwell's dystopian novel, 1984, we find both a ministry of plenty and a ministry of truth. Gee, where does that sound familiar from? Both names are the opposite of their true function. Again, I think we're becoming very aware of this. The Ministry of Plenty's job is to maintain a consistent level of poverty while publishing fabricated production numbers for items that were never actually made. And the task of the Ministry of Truth is to memory hole inconvenient facts and rewrite history daily to fit a political narrative. Is that making sense to anybody? Wait a minute. The title for this section is 1984, a manual for totalitarianism. In the U.S. today, the Biden administration has been telling us the economy is good. Listen to his last speech and the one before. The economy is good. The GDP is strong. And inflation is transitory, even though data clearly tell a totally different story. The first quarter of 2022 actually had a negative growth rate. Consumer debt soared to $52 billion in March, and inflation over the past year has been the fastest in four decades with no end in sight. And again, you're being lied to about that, and we go right back to the Ministry of Truth. They're telling you that inflation is at 8.4 to 8.5%. I'm telling you that's a load of crock. That is an absolute line of bullcrap. Those who actually know what's going on are saying it's between 14 and 17%, and it may not stop until it hits at least 25%. But you're being told 8.4 to 8.5%. Okay. Biden has even insisted that borrowing, printing, more money will reduce prices while not affecting the value of the dollar. Bullcrap! To quote the Hill contributor Chris Talago, there is called a excuse me, that is called, to borrow a Bidenism, malarkey. Because when the government prints or borrows trillions of dollars, the value of the dollar declines and prices rise. This is an inevitability. That is called inflation. This, well, it's basic economics. But even that is being redefined at whim. Again, we have a president telling us that everything is good. We're hearing just the opposite of reality. Let's go back to A Manual for Totalitarianism, the book, or the movie, 1984. So, as if that weren't Orwellian enough, at the end of April 2022, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security created an actual Ministry of Truth called the Disinformation Governance Board, in blatant violation of the First Amendment, free speech. Listen to me. I'm going to explain to you why the First Amendment was hit hard and the programmed ignorance that they have been instilling in so many of us, they really, really hoped would help them to make this run. If you can take away my ability to complain about something, if you can take away my ability to protest about something, if you can take my ability to rally against something away, my First Amendment rights, what amendment is sacred after that? Which one can you save if you can't protest, you can't rally, you can't speak about it? Which one is safe? Pregnant pause, intentional. You can't save any of them. They're all gone. The DHS is basically pretending as though the Constitution doesn't exist at all anymore. And they're doing it to see if they can get away with it. That's a fact. Okay? And it should still be there. The supreme law of the land should still be there. It shouldn't be messed with. It can't be messed with. It especially can't be messed with by a government agency deciding on its own that it's going to create something that literally destroys the First Amendment. Again, when the First Amendment goes bye-bye, everything else behind it loses all of its protection. You can no longer rally. You can no longer protest. So what can you say? This is supposed to be the supreme law of the land. But government is acting, though, it's been memory hole. Okay? No doubt, hope you'll just go along with it. Programmed ignorance. And they've been programming us and our children for decades. It's nothing short of insane making, and perhaps that's the very intention. All right, let's go into another topic. Government gaslighting. It's very reminiscent of gaslighting, a form of emotional manipulation and abuse where the abuser creates a false narrative and step by step makes the victim question their own sanity. That's exactly what we're looking at. Rewriting history is a key hallmark, as is refuting what is obviously fact. Follow the science, Fauci. Silly examples might be commenting on your black shirt when the shirt you're wearing is white, or insist you arrived an hour late when clearly you were right on time, judging by every clock in the house. That's not what they're saying. And if enough people listen and enough people believe, you become wrong and they become right. Gaslighting. While the victims may wonder if they're losing their mind, it's actually the people who do the gaslighting who typically have a mental health disorder. They tend to be pathological liars with strong narcissistic tendencies. Do you sound like any of our leaders? I could name a handful. I could. Starting with Biden, Nancy Pelosi. Never mind. That list would be way too long. To protect yourself, psychologists recommend you get some distance from the perpetrator. Save all evidence so you can confirm the facts when you get unsure, and set firm boundaries for what you tolerate and what you won't. Lastly, you need to sever the relationship, something to keep in mind. The problem with that is, and these are psychologists' recommendations, the problem with that is, how do you sever your relationship with the government? In some form or another, you need the government on some level in order to exist at all, unless you consider 335 million Americans going off-grid, in which case they pretty much won anyway, didn't they? Consider the poor turnout in local elections, all right? Most people are simply worn out by the abuse, exhausted by the lies, fatigued beyond care by the hypocrisy. Let this be a lesson to Americans. Do not fall into apathy. I'm telling you something right now. America stands on the precipice of total disaster right now. It's not a joke. We are literally standing at the edge of the cliff. I'm not telling you that all Republicans are great people. There are rhinos out there. And I'm not telling you that all Democrats are evil people. There are some moderates out there. What I am telling you is that right now, the red side of the spectrum is doing a much better job of representing you and I. And what we need to do is put a landslide together so that in the midterms, we make the Congress, which is the House and the Senate, as red as it can possibly be. And we hold them accountable. We tell each and every one of these individuals that are elected, we are going to keep an eye on you, and the first time you do something that does not represent us, they're not there for their will. They're not there for their will at all. They are there for our will. And we tell them, the first time you do something that does not represent us, you will be recalled. We have that power, and we will replace you with somebody who is willing to represent us. If we don't do that, listen to me. If we don't do that, then you've made the America you're going to live in after 2022. You've made it. Or you failed to keep this tyranny, this gaslighting, this dystopian future from happening. We are literally standing on the cliff's edge. The answer is to replace the abusive leadership by voting in record-setting numbers. Get more involved, not less involved. You could volunteer as a poll worker, for example. It's true. We're being hit with phenomenally powerful psychological warfare. Not a joke! It's called programmed ignorance. But remaining focused on the truth and refusing to get sidetracked is your best defense. Knowing the truth. Why do you come to RBN? Why do you listen to this show? You know I have a reputation, whether I do it, I don't know, in some grandiose fashion, of telling you the truth. It's not comfortable. This is not a show for entertainment. It's not a show to make you smile, although sometimes I might. There may be good news on occasion. Right now, America is on the precipice of destruction. The cowboys need to go to their knees before global governance can come in. And right now, we have the Blue Party, the liberals, the progressives in the mode of giving their bosses, their puppet masters, the liberals, the progressives, the elites, everything they need to do just that. America is being destroyed right in front of your eyes. Tell me where I'm wrong. If you listened to last week's show, you understand what I just said. If you didn't, I strongly recommend you do. And I will put a link to last week's show in this week's show, in the article that comes out tomorrow, because I feel it's vital that both of these be taken together. Aldous Huxley was a contemporary and a mentor of Orwell. And Orwell, of course, is the author of 1984, the book we've been talking about. In a 1958 interview, Huxley discussed a series of essays he'd written called Enemies of Freedom. The series outlines impersonal forces that are pushing in the direction of progressively less freedom and technological devices that can be used to accelerate the process by imposing even greater control on the population. Gee, does that sound familiar? I think I've probably said that to you at least a dozen times. With the advent of television, Huxley foresaw how an authoritarian leadership could become a source of a one-pointed drumming of a single idea, effectively brainwashing the public. Beyond that, he predicted the technological capability to bypass the rational side of man and manipulate behavior by influencing people in a subconscious level. This is precisely what we're being faced with today. This is your mainstream media. This is the mainstream media that is not only controlled by your government, by the big global corporations, but also your CIA. Not a joke, an absolute fact. I don't lie. You all know that by now. Anybody who feels that mainstream media is your friend needs to get your head out of your butt, because that's where it is. The mainstream media and big tech media haven't been your friends for a very long time. As a matter of fact, they are pushing you into this dystopian future. They are the mechanism for your programmed ignorance. Now, I'm going to hold off on the next point until we come back, because, again, I feel that getting halfway through a point and then all of a sudden having to stop means I shouldn't have probably started the point at all. So what I will tell you is this. I will tell you once more that we live in a country today that can still be the greatest country this planet has ever seen. We live in a country today that can still be the most prosperous country this planet has ever seen. I will tell you this. If you sit on your butt and let the midterms go by without stepping up to tell your congressman or your senator that you work for us and we're going to keep an eye on you, we're sending you back there and this is what you're going to do. And if you don't, we will recall you. If you're not a part of the mechanism that does this, I don't want to hear you complain in 2023. Because you will be the biggest part of the reason why this is happening. We have one major chance left in front of us, short of a violent civil war, or a revolution, I should say. This is the last chance we have to do this in a democratic fashion and rule with it. I personally don't want to be in a revolution. But I'm going to tell you something right now. If you sit on your butt and let this election go by, figuring what the hell can one voice do, then what you've done is you've made your own future. What you've all done is made your own future. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the dystopian future that was predicted or written about or talked about 50, 60, 70 years ago. The things that Roger was talking about, myself, 10, 12, 14 years ago? We were all crazy back then, or we were science fiction writers. All of a sudden, guess what? We're not so crazy anymore. The things we talked about are actually in your face right now, and when we come back, you're going to find out what else is in your face right now. None of this is a joke. None of it's a joke. And the parallels we draw from Orwell's books and the reality we live in today, tell me where they're wrong. Tell me how they're wrong. And tell me what Orwell knew that we should know. This is the lesson of today's show. What do you need to know to keep America, America? Because once we go to our knees and we are owned by the elitist, your life will never be the same. And if you think it's bad now, you haven't got a clue. I've talked to you about rolling blackouts and brownouts. When you only get power a few hours a day and kiss goodbye to the internet, where's your freedom go from there? Where does your life go from there? Let me give you a hint. straight down. Excuse me. All right. So I'm expecting we're going to get some music any second now for our break. And on the other side, we'll pick up with a few more of these tall tales. Yeah.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
I'm going to cut this off, and this is actually my favorite part of the whole song, but I really would like to get all of this information out to you today. You've all heard me talk before. You've all heard me say that the elites had a plan for over 400 years. Their intention was to literally take over the world, but that things ran very slowly 400 years ago because it might have taken up to 6 months just to get a word out to the front line and back, especially once the colonies were formed in North America. It could be 6 months, it could be 8 months, it could be up to a year before a message went out, was acted on in the colonies, and a report sent back. But all of a sudden, we've got technology that turns a year into literally a minute. So I've constantly said that we are seeing a massive uptick, a massive speed up of an agenda due to an advancing technology. Well, Huxley pointed out back then, way back then, that as technology becomes more complex, it becomes increasingly necessary to form more elaborate hierarchical organizations to manage it all. Technology also allows for more effective propaganda machines that can be managed through those same control hierarchies. Okay. This is what Roger just told you, but they used a few more big words. Huxley cited the success of Hitler, noting that he used a very efficient form of propaganda. He had radio, okay, which he used to the fullest extent and was able to impose his will on an immense mass of people all across Germany, Austria, and surrounding areas. Prior to that, that capability didn't exist. With the advent of television, Huxley foresaw how an authoritarian leadership could become a source of a one-pointed drumming of a single idea, effectively brainwashing the public. Beyond that, he predicted that technological capability to bypass the rational side of man and manipulate behavior by influencing people on a subconscious level. This is precisely what we're facing today. What does Roger call it? Programmed ignorance. Again, the words are a little bit bigger, but the thought and the meaning behind it is exactly the same. This was said when I was a baby. This was predicted when I was a baby. And here we are. It's no longer a possibility. We wake up every day immersed in it. We live it. Google and Facebook have both been collecting data on you for nearly two decades, people. They have created massive server farms that are capable of analyzing this data with deep learning and artificial intelligence software to mine information and generate incredibly precise details on just what type of propaganda and narrative is required to surreptitiously manipulate your beliefs and behavior. Again, that whole sentence, that whole paragraph boils down to programmed ignorance. Only now we're using artificial intelligence to tweak it to the max. Not joking, not lying, not fear porn. An absolute fact. Centralization is the engine of Huxley's dystopia. Huxley argued that to create a dystopian future, presented in his books, you would have to centralize wealth, power, and control, which is precisely what the technocratic and transhumanist-inspired globalist cabal are doing as I'm reading this. Their control grid is nearly complete. What did I tell you about the 2022 election? It may be your last chance. If you ignore me, you're an idiot. I can't say it any other way. To be less, I don't know, in your face about this makes me complicit with them. To tell you how important this is, that's the way that I push back. One of the final nails in our collective coffin will be the rollout of a global digital identity system. As this will give them more or less control, total control, over every human being on the planet. The World Health Organization is working on that as we speak. The European Union just announced the rollout of digital ID, and the UK government is drawing up legislation to make digital ID services more secure. Yeah, okay. While sold as the ultimate in speed and convenience, digital ID poses one of the gravest risks to human rights of any technology that we have ever encountered. There's an expose that warns, ultimately, social credit systems such as those that are currently being developed in China will be based on digital ID, thereby enabling or disabling our full and free participation in society. By developing facial recognition and AI, artificial intelligence, and machine learning technologies in parallel with these systems for our digital ID, we are not simply establishing an identity to access basic social services, but again, much more. Digital IDs will become necessary to function in a connected digital world. That includes the internet. Digital ID systems, as they are being developed today, are ripe for exploitation and abuse to the detriment of our freedoms and our democracies. You may be thinking that this would never happen in the West, and it is only unique to China, but they already enforced it here without you realizing it through the COVID-19 vaccine passports. Mandatory COVID passports have almost nothing to do with public health and everything to do with social control. Why? Because the COVID-19 injections, Roger's been telling you this forever, the COVID-19 injections do not prevent infection or transmission. Remember me saying that at least 30 times? Vaccine passports make absolutely zero sense from a public health perspective if they don't prevent infection or transmission, the vaccinations. But they make perfect sense for enforcing a digital ID and a social credit system. You'll have to use your digital ID to buy certain things, be granted access to places, and most probably to even access the mainstream internet. But if you haven't done what the government has decided makes you a good little doobie, a good citizen, and kept up a good social credit score, you won't be able to do any of these things. Once digital IDs have become normalized, they will be one of the greatest tools that governments have ever had in their arsenal to both control and manipulate the public and remain in power. Listen to me, I'm going to say that again, and remain in power, thanks to the huge amount of personal data they will generate. In other words, democracy, in other words, any form of a constitutional republic, in other words, it doesn't matter. The people in power will stay in power in perpetuity. Decentralization literally protects freedom. We were talking about centralization there. Let's talk a little bit about decentralization, because this is what we need to protect freedom. If centralization is the prerequisite for Huxley's dystopia, then decentralization is the way to protect us against it. Today, the wisdom of this is on full display. We can see it all around. I believe decentralization of the internet will be required to prevent censorship and manipulation in the future. Okay, that means that websites and platforms are not stored in one central place that can easily be controlled or manipulated, but rather widely distributed to thousands, if not millions, of computers all across the planet. Because there is no central storage, it can't be removed. Decentralized platforms allow the majority of power to reside with the individual. Technologies that can be easily misused to control the public narrative must also remain largely decentralized, so that no one person or no one agency ends up with too much of that power to manipulate and influence the public. Our modern day social media monopolies are a perfect example of what Huxley warned us against. Now, gee, isn't that what Roger was just saying? These people are talking about things 40, 50, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, that you wake up to every day now. And we all thought it was great science fiction then. The same goes for our food system, for our economic institutions as well. Today, we can see how the role of the central bank, known as the Federal Reserve in the United States, a privately owned entity with the power to break entire countries apart for profit, is forcing us towards a new global economic system. Oh, gee, what has Roger been telling you? We are on the precipice of global governance. That will impoverish and quite literally enslave everyone. Gee, in my opening statement, I talked about the enslavement of humanity, with the exception of the cabal members themselves, who will be immune to all of this. Like the ruling pigs in Animal Farm, they may insist that they're building back better and working towards a fairer and more equitable society, but if they get their way, they will be the only ones dining on apples and milk in the farmhouse, while the rest of us will own nothing and subsist on rationed grubs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Okay. I'm sure you all listened to that. I'm sure you all got the points that I wish to make, because that's where Roger emphasizes by raising his voice. I'm sure that everybody here understands that things are not great today. Anybody who thinks they are is a moron. Our economy is collapsing. Our distribution system is collapsing. Okay, our borders have collapsed. Our military is collapsing. Our social and, I don't know, our standing globally in the eyes of every other country on the planet is collapsing. Our scholastic system is collapsing. You tell me what in this country today is not collapsing. Please tell me. And I'm going to tell you that between Huxley and Orwell, they were warning us about this when I was a kid. And it was great science fiction, wasn't it? Only Huxley didn't think it was science fiction. And if you listen to some of the speeches Orwell made before he passed away, he was more warning than he was bragging about his books. He was more warning of the inevitability if we didn't wake up. Everything I've just told you is 100% true. And I've been telling you this since the first show I did, and I think I did my very first show 11 years ago. I've been on the internet doing activism for 14 years, but I think my very first podcast show was 11 years ago. And I'm going to say something that I said last week, and I don't know how many people actually understood it, but a vast majority of what I'm telling you today is pretty much exactly, and I could dig out some of these old shows and articles. You can go on the Liberty Beacon and type in Roger Landry, hit enter, and read some of my old articles, and what you will find out, and this is not a bragging point, this is a point of when do people actually listen? What you're going to find out is a lot of what I'm saying right now was said a decade ago by me. But I was a tinfoil hat wearer. I was an Orwellian. I was a science fiction writer. I was a tinfoil hat wearer. When do people start to listen? When their lives become uncomfortable. Oh my God. The shelves in your stores are becoming bare. You can't even hardly find any baby formula for your infant. Jobs, extremely scarce. Inflation, crazy, beyond belief. Would you like me to go on? Those who are supposed to serve you are serving everybody but you. Anybody who doesn't understand that this is being choreographed by the people you elected, listen to me, either by the people you elected or by the people you elected who get into Congress, who get into the White House, and look at people like, I don't know, those in the CIA, those in the NIS, those in the FBI, who are literally part of a globalist mission, and they won't push back. Your senator won't push back. Your congressman won't push back. And your president is so stupid and compromised, he can't push back. So what does that leave you? That leaves you to walking right up to the cliff's edge, and they're about to push you over. And then there's nothing you can do. Nothing. Once they push you over the cliff, then you're totally at their mercy, 100%. You will have nothing, and you will be happy. This is what they told you. They flat out said that. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. I got to explain something to you. If you own nothing, and if everything is only granted to you by your actions, in other words, you have to believe this or else. You have to believe this or you can't take your dog for a walk. You have to do this or you can't buy meat. You have to do this or you're not allowed to buy any juice. You have to do this or you can't go to church. You have to, this is what we're talking about. Social points. So when they say you will own nothing but you will be happy, you will be happy because they tell you you will be happy. So you better be, or you will have nothing. You will own nothing and you won't be happy. This is exactly where we're headed. Roger's not blowing this out of proportion. He's not selling fear porn. We are closer than we have ever been. Right now, we have American politicians who are selling this country to guess who? The World Economic Forum. Who will be the rulers of this planet? They will tell us what we can and can't do. And the World Health Organization, if they want to declare a pandemic and lock the entire United States down, they'll be able to do it. Why? Because our sovereignty was handed to them by politicians. How many of you voted for that? How many? I'll bet not one of you. This is where we're headed. I have stated many times over the years that an elitist caste has been working almost for four centuries to create a one-world government controlled by them in every possible way. Can you say God complex? I have also stated, even on TLB Talk Radio, to you, that the biggest boon to that agenda was the rapid advancement of technology, as I just told you. Again, radio, television, internet. Today, both Huxley and Orwell retold it either as a reality or something that they were wary would becoming a reality. This is the reason for the show's title, Orwell's 1984, The Elitist Handbook, ? Well, I've got to tell you something. The question mark is put there so that people will actually read it or actually listen to it. The question mark doesn't belong there. But I figured if I didn't put a question mark at the end of that title, some people would say, well, that's arrogance, that's tinfoil hat, and they would pass it by. With a question mark, they're probably going to read it. And when I have to, submit myself to modifying my message to get those who are programmed with ignorance so deep they can't even see daylight? You tell me how great things are, people. I want anybody out there to tell me that they're happier today than they were 3 years ago. I want anybody out there to tell me that the United States is in a much better position now than it was 2 years ago. I want anybody out there to tell me that if I had a social credit system and a digital ID, I would be a happy camper. Please tell me that. Because if you do tell me that, then I'm going to tell you you're exactly the people that we're railing against. You're one of the elites. Because nobody outside of that caste is going to benefit. Nobody. And Dr. Mercola, most people just give this guy credit for his medical ability. He talks about vaccines. He talks about things that affect your body, so on and so forth. And that's what they give him the credit for. I have been literally reading almost everything this guy has written for years upon years. He has been punished. He has been beat up. He has been threatened to be removed from the internet, so on and so forth. Is anybody perfect? No, they're not. But he put this together. A majority of what you heard today was put together by Dr. Mercola. It sort of goes to tell you it doesn't matter what you do for a living. It doesn't matter where you stand in the hierarchy of humanity unless you are in that 1%, you stand to lose. It's not just America. Although I'm using America because we're Americans and this show's in America. It's not just America that stands on the precipice of total enslavement via an elitist caste. It's not. It's the world. But let me revisit something that I've told you before over and over again, and I will say it again. If you wish to put the entire world under global governance, the first thing you need to do is take down the cowboys of the world. Who are they? That would be you and me. And until we go to our knees, they know that we could rally others around us. Once we have gone to our knees, they will use us as an example for anybody else on this planet who wishes to put up any sort of a fight or a pushback. Do you see what we did to the cowboys of the world? The biggest, baddest, strongest, most economically viable nation on the planet, and we took them to their knees. What chance do you think you stand? We are being made an example of. And they have the perfect puppet in office right now to ensure this happens. They have a man sitting in the White House who is not only age challenged, but he's also compromised. His son's laptop, the hard drive, a complete copy of that exists in China, a complete copy of that exists in Russia. They both told us they have it. Anybody who doesn't think that we don't have a compromised president, let me see. What has he done to help us with the border? Nothing. What has he done to actually help with supply chain? Nothing. What has he done to lower the price of fuel? In reality, nothing. What has he done? What has he done? What has he done? This is a president of the United States who is literally standing by why we have more disasters than this country has ever seen at one time, and either literally doing nothing about any of them or intentionally exacerbating them, like flying illegals, some of which we know are terrorists, all around the country and setting them up in apartments or houses and giving them medical and giving them support and giving them. Meanwhile, Americans are living on the streets because they cannot afford to live anymore. This is what's happening. You tell me we're not being driven to the edge of the cliff. You tell me that, and I'm going to tell you what's good in America today, other than you and me, and other than the fact that we're awake, and other than the fact that we're going to wake others up, and other than the fact that when we hit that election this year, we're going to make sure that those who go to Washington or go back to Washington understand that they work for us. And the day they don't, the first time they step out of line, we will recall their butts so fast, the speed of light will be jealous. Not a joke. I'm about out of time. So let me drill this in one more time. The end is near, and only you can push it back. I'll talk to you next week.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.